This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Changed since the last time we spoke here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. If you were listening in the last hour, maybe not much has changed. If you were listening yesterday, yeah, some things have changed as the world goes round and round and round and your lives continue to go round and round and round. The lives of other people do. The lives of people and what they do are what we report on and discuss here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This hour, in depth into areas that are worth watching, at least from our point of view and hopefully from your point of view. Your responses indicate sort of the direction into which we go. Is that a good English? Is that a good statement, Kenny? Ken Kessler is here.
Yeah, I think so.
888-302-3684. I didn't mean was it factual. Was it a good grammarian's way of expressing the points of view? We're going to get into it. In other words, 888-302-3684. You'll talk to Michael Fortier when you call that line before you talk to us. You can email Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. And then, of course, there is the social media way of exchanging thoughts. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. So, the changes in terms of activity yesterday, there were three things that were discussed in the Senate of the United States. One of them was the Keystone Pipeline, short by a vote, which sort of surprised a lot of people. The vote on domestic surveillance, the Senate didn't get a bill to end that either. And then there was immigration, and there was more discussion about that than anything else. So the discussion on immigration and what to do, the president is the leader of this discussion, long declaring that he does not have the legal authority to do what he is about to do. Yes, the president has said he does not have the authority to move on immigration reform, that is to bypass Congress and extend legal status to millions of undocumented immigrants through an executive order. Many of us have discussed this ad nauseum. You've heard a lot of coverage. You've read a lot. You have made your mind up that this is either good or bad. He said, I am president. I am not king. I can't do these things by myself. That was what he said in October of 2010. Fast forward 4 years later. He said a lot of things over the last 6 years. When you fast forward on them, matter of fact, if you go to last year, I'm not the emperor of the country. My job is to execute laws that are passed. Let's see here. September 17th last year, quote, if we start broadening the deferred action program for undocumented immigrant youth, then essentially I would be ignoring the law in a way that I would think to be very difficult to defend. So it's not an option. Okay, so now the president says he wants to do whatever he wants to do, and he's not really too concerned about what he said before or what other people say. So the question was put to the White House press secretary, appearing somewhat taken back because this guy is not that experienced, Josh Earnest. A rare acknowledgement of presidential flip-flopping. He didn't say it was a flip-flop. He said, well, the president has changed his mind. Things have changed on this, he said. So I'm trying to figure out, well, we all know that politics is something that is not particularly predictable. People who are politicians are not trustworthy. Many of you think that anyway, right? Don't you? Is that really what you think about politicians? So the reporter says a number of things here. I'm looking at a report from one person asking about the options. Does the president still stand by what he said in September of last year, in February of last year, and in 2010? Press secretary says, well, obviously there are some things that have changed in all of this. Some things have changed. We've been in a situation where the president has ordered a broader, in-depth review of the existing law to determine what sort of executive authority he really has. What rests with the presidency to determine what sort of steps he can take? The other thing the press secretary says, I'm reading verbatim from the text, the other thing that we've seen, House Republicans refuse to act on common sense legislation. Really? Now the president, now I'm off of message, onto me. The president determines what's common sense now, Kenny. He wants to fix the problem because Congress has no common sense. Really?
Well, he's not wrong.
No, that, on that case, he's not. On that, no. So, then the reporter asks, but they already refused to act on this point. Border security they're talking about now. And the press secretary says, I guess it's fair to say that they've been refusing to act for quite a while. At that point, it's only been a few months since they had refused to act. Now it's been almost a year. So it's time for me to act. Da-da-da-da. So the president is the hero, Congress bad guys. Wait a minute. Why don't we wait and see what the next Congress does? Wouldn't that be a good idea? I'm worried about that. So a lady named Danya Story has some immigration stories and experience that she's going to share with you as we follow along in this discussion just a moment here on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday by offering a new doorbuster deal each and every day. That means from now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more from top brands at savings of up to 75% off our everyday unbeatable prices. A new doorbuster deal is revealed every day and good until 1 p.m. or while supplies last. Visit your local Guitar Center or guitarcenter.com to discover the incredible limited-time savings during Guitar Center's Countdown to Black Friday sale.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. We now have Dunya Story with us, who's been a successful business owner. Last 20 years has spent working with the world's biggest customers, the government. She is someone who has been very involved, very close to the immigration discussion, popular speaker, motivator, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what's your story about coming into our country, Dunya?
Well, actually, I consider myself the true American dream. My father came here from the Philippines, as did many Filipinos, at the end of World War II as a teenager, as a steward in the Navy. And at that time, to legally immigrate to this country in the Philippines, that was one of your options. And he raised my sister and I to be children that love this country and said, educate yourself, work hard, and you can have what you want. And it really has come true. So I'm a real flag waver.
Well, so when you hear the stories about the people who may be able to enter the country without going through the normal rigmarole, and I say that lovingly, what does that do to you and other people in your family and friends that you know that have done it the quote-unquote right way?
Well, I have to admit, I have great empathy for any immigrant that's in a country where they can't get anywhere and they want to come here. But having said that, I feel that if you come to this country, you have to start with respecting our land, our culture. If English is our language, you need to speak our language. So, and it's not going to be easy, but you take that on if you really want to enjoy what this wonderful country has to offer.
So, as a person who's vocal on this, you've studied the circumstances that present themselves. Apparently, some of those who don't want to see the president do what he says he's going to do and legalize about 5 million immigrants are saying the only way to stop this is to literally shut the government down, not fund it. So one wonders, what does that do to business in general? Do you think this is the way to stop it if there's no other way?
Well, I absolutely do not feel that a government shutdown would move this argument forward whatsoever. I think it could be very damaging, and it's always the citizen, the taxpayer, that's going to suffer. So I think this is where both sides of the aisle really have to sit down and put on their best negotiating hat and get the job done, because that's what this election was about. The Americans want this government to work. Now, the immigration issue, the reason we've had such a mess all these years is twofold. Again, this is my opinion. We have to seal our border for a number of different reasons. Number one is security. And number two, our immigration laws and that entire process has been a mess literally since my father came to this country. So we have to sit down, we have to take a look at it, take the politics out of it, because it continues to damage us, and everybody is paying. The average American is paying dearly.
But it doesn't look like the president is interested in negotiating.
Well, I found that to be very, very sad when I saw the speech that he made on November 5th after the election. He certainly, again, my opinion, did not seem to be putting out a negotiating vibe. And back to this shutdown, folks like myself that have been doing business with the government, that hold these contracts, many of which are small businesses, they really stand to have tremendous damage, especially around the holidays. So,
when you look at the amount of money the government spends on things, these people aren't likely to pay much attention to those who are small business people. But I get what you're saying. Don't shut the government down, because the only people who get hurt are the people like you who may have come to this country, whether you started your business, you're an entrepreneur, you invented something, you're the one who's going to get it in the neck versus the big corporation. Don't make any difference if there's a two-week hiatus. All right, thank you, Dunya. Dunya Story with an idea or two about the immigration problem here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The definition of a moldy oldie goody goldie from our rusty rack of wrinkled records, Gun Hill Road, and a song Back When My Hair Was Short. It was a big song when I was a disc jockey. So it's interesting that they've come back again. Glenn Leopold, Steve Goldrich, and Paul Reich are working on a new studio album, and they've called it Every 40 Years. So, bringing this around sort of full circle. Is this something from the new album, Richard?
Yeah, this is the new song that they have coming out.
Really?
You lost your job, that's why you're standing on the unemployment line. And they set you up here. I've been trying to catch your eye for quite some time.
I love the reggae beat.
You don't have to worry about your future. Darling, you have found a faithful friend. Baby, we
I do too. I like the sound.
Selling
frankly.
Apples again.
So those of you who remember Gun Hill Road as a pop music iconic group because of Back When My Hair Was Short, here's something else that will probably stick in your mind as they become sort of, there are groups that have done this, come full circle around. That's a cool thing. We do have the ability in our country to reinvent ourselves, don't we? 26 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. And as sort of, say what?
We have Glenn Leopold.
Oh, we do?
From the, yeah, from
Oh, how did we find Glenn?
That's cool.
Yeah. Glenn, hi.
Hey, how are you, Doug?
Well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Tell us about, let's go back. I didn't realize we were going to find you, but why not? We'll have a conversation about the group as it got started and how it's been revived. Gun Hill Road came about as a result of what? What collision between you and Steve and Paul took place?
You mean the original, how we originally got together?
Yeah, right, originally. First time around 40-some-odd years ago.
Yeah, we got together. I was going to, I transferred back from University of Missouri to NYU, and I was, you know, playing in New York. I played at the bitter end, and I auditioned there for Paul Colby, who was a manager, and he liked what he heard of my songs. And then I was playing their Hoot Nights, which was their, like, you know, Hoot Nanny Nights. Mm-hmm. And then Steve, who I'd known from high school, was a friend of my stepbrother, and he came down one time and started playing piano behind one of the songs, and it just evolved that he started playing, you know, behind me, and then singing, and then we added a bass player, who Gil Roman, who Steve had known also from high school, who was a little bit younger than we were. And it just kind of evolved, and then by the time we signed, Paul Colby started bringing in record companies to hear us play, to try and get us a record deal. And Mercury was the one that ended up signing us, and so they knew we became a group, and we were looking for a name, so it was a subway stop we used to pass coming in from Mount Vernon into the city. And Gun Hill Road, it was a time when everybody was using names like Chicago and Kansas and things like that. So that's how it started. It was kind of just me as a singer-songwriter, and then we evolved into a group with three-part harmony.
So you had that going for you X number of years ago, and you pump out a couple of albums and a hit or two and do what a lot of other people have done, and then you move on. What did you move on into? What have you been doing for the last 40 years?
Well, for the last 40 years, for 25 or 30 of them, I got involved with writing for TV animation. I was, after the group broke up, which was in 76, by the time Steve and I were just playing as a duo, and we were never able to get another record deal. So Steve had a business. He worked for his dad, who had a chemical company. And I thought I was going to, I thought I was going to get a songwriter deal. I was trying to get a deal in California with Tom Catalano, who produced, Neil Diamond's album. And so I ended up getting a job in the mailroom in Hanna-Barbera and punching animation paper. Mm-hmm. And then I started submitting ideas for the stories. I ended up writing them there for like 19 years and then writing in the business for about 25. So writing for Smurfs and Popeye was my first show that I wrote for. And then Smurfs went on for like 9 years, and then Scooby-Doo, and it was fantastic. It was a fantastic job to write for little characters that were, five apples high, three apples high.
Yeah. So did you get to meet Casey Kasem when you were writing for Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, Casey was there. There's an interesting Casey story. He was a vegetarian, he became a vegetarian. So at one point, we were doing Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island. This was later in the Hanna-Barbera years. And there was a lot of food in it because it was New Orleans, and I love New Orleans food. And Casey wouldn't do the stuff with the shrimp. He wouldn't do the lines. So he said, can't you make it ice cream? And we would go, no, I can't make it ice cream because it's so specific. So he wouldn't do it. He also didn't do Burger King ads. He was a man of conviction, but a very nice guy.
All right, so Glenn and Steve and the new fellow Paul Reich have returned to the studio, and they have a 19-track CD entitled Every 40 Years. So we'll look forward to having a hit or two come out of that. Thank you. Congratulations. Best of luck, Glenn Leopold of the Gun Hill Road gang, as it were. Half past the hour here on Good Day.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. It used to know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it, let it go. Let it, let it go. Now let me free you like a fallen chain. Take a piece of me and never have it change. Like gravity will bring me down. And I'm not gonna
now 33, it's almost 34 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Tuesday the 18th of November is upon us, and we're checking on some of the things that people have been talking about, the in-depth sort of things. I should go to Kenny, though, and get from him people think is or are, sometimes there's a plural to that, the headlines of the day, and the way people are affected by things, whether it's the weather, whether it's health, whether it's politics, whether it's jobs and financial well-being or health issue, what are the things that turn you on? Not necessarily are the same things conversationally that will turn on your neighbor, somebody you work with, somebody else in your family. So, Kenny, what are we actually getting expressively at facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show?
Lots of comments about the vote on the Keystone Pipeline.
Keystone Pipeline, for those who don't know, fell one vote short in the Senate. Mitch McConnell says next year, when the Republicans take over, the results will be different. All right, so what are they saying? What are people saying? Oh, is this all the same or different?
Tom says a new poll has Landrieu 16 points behind Cassidy, and it's unlikely that the Keystone vote would have made any difference.
She thought it would. She's, whatever you say publicly, did she really think it would or not? The Democrats were the ones responsible for it not passing, so they must at this point think, I don't know that they think this way, but I'm guessing or surmising that they didn't put much stock in having her on board for whatever the reason. So there were more Democrats who voted against it than Republicans voting against it. So, well, you draw your own conclusions from that. What else?
Lee says, it's funny how they vote along party lines and not for the good of the country. These yes men and women need to be removed.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of them who do serve the party, not serving you. That's been the problem for a long, long time, and it's getting worse. Let's see if it changes or not. But there's much truth to that statement. What else?
And Matthew says, another day where nothing really gets done in the Senate.
Yeah, well, something got done, or there was a vote taken. Whether the results are what you wanted or not remain to be seen. 888-302-3684, as we move into the health zone, a lot of people want to have more discussions. We get this all the time in polls and research, emails from people to Doug at DougStephan.com and the other folks that are on the program with me, Ken at DougStephan.com. More on health, more help, more people want to have advice. So Dr. Jack is going to join us in a minute with a way for you to understand how vitamin C is used. And as I think about health and your well-being, I see the story in front of me of this woman who died of an apparent heart attack in New York. She's being tested for Ebola today out of an abundance of caution because she'd been in West Africa. So she dies of a heart attack in a hair salon. And she has Ebola? I shouldn't probably chuckle about that, but is everything related to Ebola? Is my sore neck? Maybe I've got Ebola. You've got a cold? No, it's Ebola. Got a sore throat? No, it's Ebola. I got a pain in my... everything is Ebola now. And you can thank the damned news media for that. Okay, so that's one point of view. That's one side of this. Do we take that point of view, or do we say, no, just to be cautious, let's do this. The woman's name was not released, by the way. Came to the U.S. 18 days ago from one of the four West African countries most affected by the Ebola outbreak. She had no symptoms of the virus at all before her death. Health officials say that they were testing her remains because she had a travel history being in the area. So they're just being cautious. Meh. They'll give the test results out today. City has been tracking about 300 people who had traveled to West Africa in the past 21 days. Why in the name of God do we not? What is it about these people that, never mind the passing of this woman, which probably, let's hope, has nothing to do with Ebola, but once again, we ask the common sense question, why are we not just shutting down access to our country from these other countries? Why? Maybe the Senate, when it changes, or the House and the Senate get to pass some kind of legislation that would just shut down the country, and then maybe we work towards shutting down those countries, although, you know, it would seem, whether you can believe the news cycles or not, because that's the hardest thing here to take into consideration, whether the news cycles are actually paying attention to what's going on over there, or they're into the newest shiny penny. If you look around at some of the headlines today, probably more people will talk about the snowstorm in New York State. Four people have died there. Stranded drivers everywhere. National Weather Service says 74 inches of snow may have fallen up there. Okay, that's what people are going to be talking about, rather than this woman who died of an apparent heart attack. So maybe, well, we just have to wait and see. I think this is the problem with having conversations like this, because there are a lot of maybes and could-haves and would-have and yada. The hazmat team, though, this must have been something. Fire department, the hazmat people, went to the hair salon. Well, she died there, so you'd expect the emergency folks to show up, right? She was at the African Queen Hair Braiding Salon in Brooklyn. It's 2:30 in the afternoon. They were called in for what the owner said was a cardiac arrest. I hardly knew that, but the woman was dead there. Do you get hard? Have you seen anything that Ebola causes a heart attack? I suppose everything stops working. Your heart might stop working too, Kenny. Yeah?
I suppose, but I haven't seen anything about a link to a heart attack or
no.
Vice versa.
It's usually all of your organs stop working because
right.
You know, the the bleeding that goes on is basically the you can't survive. All your organs don't have any sustenance, and so that's the end of that. So what's being done on the other side? No drugs, no vaccines. This is something, again, that news media just sort of dropped the ball, because there has been a lot of focus on treating or preventing Ebola, as there ought to be. That's probably the most important thing in all of this. What do we do to make sure that we don't get it, you don't get it, the people in this country, the people around the world don't get this? Health officials using experimental drugs so far. World Health Organization says it has it's ethical and moral, people checking into whether to use the drugs that are currently around. Huh? It is ethical, isn't it? If you're going to save somebody's life, what do you care? If you're on the edge, unless you're just, okay, time for me to check out, if that's what you're feeling. I'm looking at some of these drugs that have had various trials. For example, ZMapp had a lot of volunteers and animals used to test it. Now apparently it's getting ready to be approved, or has it been approved? I think that's what's produced in San Diego. You are, Kenny. I think it's approved, isn't it? For use to a certain extent.
I thought it was, but yeah. I'm not sure.
Here's another one that you won't be able to pronounce. Brincidofovir. Brincidofovir. Who cares how you pronounce it? That's been tested on animals, volunteers, patients, and it's getting ready to be approved. TKM, something that's been tested, kind of like ZMapp, approved. Favipavir. Okay. So those are the drug names. Anyway, well, the World Health Organization said, let's get going. Let's use these things. They're out there. Let's go. So what say you on all of this? If you were faced with to do or not to do, I think you'd be probably saying yes to this. Dr. Jack, as I promised, here in a matter of moments, talking about your health as it concerns vitamin C. Up next on Good Day.
This is Nick.
Yo, Nick. Hey, what's up, man?
From beach to classroom, early mornings, 5 days a week. That's why he stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help his engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. So Nick's mornings go a little easier. At least until his students get to class.
Take your seats.
Nick is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday by offering a new doorbuster deal each and every day. That means from now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more from top brands at savings of up to 75% off our everyday unbeatable prices. A new doorbuster deal is revealed every day and good until 1 p.m. or while supplies last. Visit your local Guitar Center or GuitarCenter.com to discover the incredible limited-time savings during Guitar Center's Countdown to Black Friday sale.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for one day only, this Saturday, we are offering the lowest prices of the season at our holiday savings celebration. Members get amazing values, like 1,000 thread count sheet sets for $69.98 and 40-piece Rubbermaid take-alongs for $9.97. Don't miss out. Doors open at 7 a.m. Saturday. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Jack Stockwell is with us, one of the prominent Nuka chiropractors in our country, in fact, in the world. I thought it was interesting celebrating today the announcement by Linus Pauling, who declared on this date in 1970, Jack, that large doses of vitamin C could ward off the common cold. I had a sore throat on Sunday morning. I took 4,000 units of vitamin C at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then again on Monday morning, and by the end of the day on Monday, no signs of the sore throat. So I declare Linus Pauling to be right. What say you?
Well, on a very short-term basis, that's fine. That's when he's talking about vitamin C, he's talking about ascorbic acid.
Yes.
Which is a very small component of the vitamin C biological unit. Vitamin C is an awful lot more than just ascorbic acid. But the reason it works so well for you is because it acidifies the tissue and the virus cannot grow in an acid environment.
Explain that again. Explain how that works.
Well, ascorbic acid obviously is acidic.
Right.
And it is the antioxidant portion of the vitamin C molecule. In other words, there are no ascorbic acid bushes. There's no ascorbic acid trees. There's no ascorbic acid beans.
Yes.
It's a part of nature's food supply that protects the nutrients inside the strawberry, inside the apple, inside the green bean. And so when you take ascorbic acid today that is considered to be vitamin C, but it's not vitamin C any more than the steering wheel is a car. It's a part of the total entity, but it's so easy to make. They just bubble sulfuric acid up through corn syrup. And the acid that forms across the top of that is scooped off, purified, stamped in the pill. Somebody may put a tiny little pinch of rose hips in it to say that it's a rose hip vitamin C, but it's still just ascorbic acid. And you take enough ascorbic acid, it will start to move the pH of the tissues a little bit lower than what a virus can live in.
Sorry, whatever. Eat more oranges, blah, blah, blah. What about alcohol?
Now, Richie wants to talk about drinking. All right, is alcohol...
Well, I'll tell you, you won't find science magazines coming out and tell you about the benefits of eating processed sugar, but they will come out and talk about the benefits of drinking alcohol. And when they're talking about drinking alcohol, they're not talking about 2 6-packs during a football game. They're talking about a small amount. Your body makes alcohol. Your gut makes ethanol, part of the flora that's in the gut. As it goes through its normal process of life itself, part of the byproduct is the fermentation of ethanol. And so your body is attuned to ethanol anyway. So we know that ethanol will raise HDL. It will do a lot of other things as far as cleaning the system out. There's some claims that a good dark German beer a day will help to clean out the arteries of the body. There's scientific research, scientific-based research to back up what I'm talking about. The problem is most people can't stop with one little drink, one little glass of wine. The French and studies in France have shown, you know, a glass of red wine at the meal, aids digestion. It also will help to prevent Alzheimer's. But a lot of people just can't stop with one little drink. And, you know, they've got to have the whole six-pack or they've got to have the whole bottle.
So The alcohol, the sugar content in alcohol is what attracts people to it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, not. It depends on. No, there's usually not a whole lot of sugar in alcohol.
Oh, I thought there
now,
was.
Now, in wine, there's a little bit, but most of the sugar has been consumed by the yeast in the fermentation process.
Right. Alcohol, moderate alcohol, good or bad, yes or no?
According to science, it's all right. Very moderate. One glass for a woman, two glasses for a man.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Well, no, I'm a cop.
Oh, I wouldn't worry. I don't think you're in any danger of being mistaken for a real cop.
Oh, really? Hey, why don't you do me a favor and go get yourself another perm and let the grown-ups talk?
For your information, my hair is naturally curly.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's a perm job all the way.
Don't give up on us, baby. Don't make the wrong seem right. The future isn't just one night.
Too many cops worry about the wrong thing. Crime. Not me, though. I'm looking out for numero uno.
Don't give up on us, baby.
So, what's on the agenda today? Same as every day. Finding bad guys, bringing them down.
Can we stay the way we
Owen Wilson trying to be David Stoll. I should tell you, they would have to figure it out by now what this is. From Starsky and Hutch, the movie, which came out 10 years ago. Today, Owen Wilson's 46th birthday is today as well.
And our movie man, Chucker, hates this movie.
Hates it?
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot.
I didn't like it.
Okay, I didn't like it. Don't give up on us. Owen Wilson starts out movie music as a part of Movie Moments. Movie News is next. Chuck Curry is here, the author of Entertainment Today and Beyond. I'm going to tell you what I thought of Gone Girl, Chucker, as well.
Okay.
When we continue in a moment here on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, reading books is a social experience. Think of all the times you've handed a new book to a friend or family member and shouted, "You've just got to read this." As ebooks become more and more popular, though, there's less and less of a chance to share the book you just read with a friend. Amazon's latest update for Kindle is bringing that magic back by letting you share purchased books with your family. Your household and family library lets you share books back and forth between two adult accounts, as well as four child accounts. The best part is that the program not only works on Kindle devices, but on any third-party device with a Kindle app. like your iPhone or Android tablet. The update also added a new feature called WordWise, which helps kids expand their vocabularies as they read by automatically displaying the definition next to tough words. Start sharing and learning. The update is available on Amazon.com today. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. I noticed that Disney has purchased the Walmart Vudu online store. Have you ever visited that? Vudu?
No.
The movies that are purchased there are going to be available to view starting today on the Disney Movie Anywhere service. Ever use that, Kenny? Ever use it? Richie? Jennifer?
Mm-mm, no.
I have not. Disney Movies
Must
Anywhere.
Must be popular.
Has partnerships with iTunes and Google Play online stores. More than 400 Disney, Marvel, and Pixar films are available through this Disney service that now will be available at Walmart as well as...
It appears old guys like us, Doug, just like Blu-rays and DVDs, but this is where the industry is going. Everything's going to be downloaded.
I wouldn't buy a DVD. I haven't bought a DVD in 10 years because
so
I knew it was...
How do you save it, or do you not have to save it? Are you just downloading
it? I know I can get it somewhere. Right. Yeah, I know it's either going to be on cable or I can get it on demand somewhere. I knew 10 years ago when I bought the last Sopranos season disc that I was like, you know what? This is stupid. Stop spending money.
I'm a genius. This is Rich McFadden, author of I Am a Genius.
That's right.
Okay. You're not.
Rich is too old for me. I don't want to hang out with him anymore.
Exactly. I don't want to hang out with him.
At least I don't call my cursor a little wand thingy.
Yeah.
So you went to see Gone Girl, Doug. What'd you think?
I thought Gone Girl, first of all, it delivered very well, but it didn't deliver what I expected. I was apprehensive about going to see it because I was told by a few people there was some really violent...
But it wasn't too violent.
Well, I just closed my eyes for the time when she...
Oh, don't say it.
I didn't tell you the end of the story, although
no, but
the end of the story is...
Stop. It's too...
No, stop.
So anyway, if you haven't read the book, you are surprised.
I think what you see is Ben Affleck extraordinarily coming into his own, where he's sort of made his way learning how to act over, and he's had the goodwill of a lot of people who have helped him, and not only is he a good actor, he's a good director. I think it's what I like, maybe it's because of the local angle. I love seeing him and Matt Damon and Mark Wahlberg, all who come from 20 miles within the sound of my voice. They've just come into their own. And they've done it in very interesting ways. I don't know that the Wahlbergs are friends with these guys. There was some talk about having them all do a movie together because they all some Boston kind of a movie.
Right.
I don't know, but they're just. I think that they've all done a great job of coming into their own.
Great report, Chucker.
The actress in that movie, Rosamund Pike,
she was
really
awesome.
Good.
She's on it now, man. She's ready to go. Yeah, she was I guess what was she? The third pick or something?
I'm not sure, but she did a fantastic job. And the fact that most people didn't know who she was, I think, helped the film.
Yeah, well, you knew her face, but you didn't know who she was. So Gone Girl, Chucker and I say go see it if you haven't. 59 after on Good Day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.